as you brace yourself for the impact, the hope that I don't see this, you actually call it to you.
What is up, my fellow dreamers and soul searchers? Welcome to the Roxy Talks Manifestation Podcast, your raw, unfiltered, and unapologetic source for all things manifestation related. I'm Roxy Lee, and for the last decade, I have been researching and developing my signature 360 method, which combines behavioral science, quantum physics, and the law of attraction to help you manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Visit RoxyTalks.com for more info. Now, let's get into it. What is up, my fellow dreamers and soul searchers? Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Roxy Talks Manifestation Podcast, where we do everything in our power to make sure that we are doing everything in our power. We're using the power at our fingertips, using the power of source energy, using the power of God, using all the forces of the universe to our advantage. That is my job with this podcast. I want to make sure that every person on the planet understands how to harness the power that is already within them and then actually uses it to create a life you actually want to live. That's my goal. I just want everybody to be happy in their own versions. I think the kind of earth that we would all get to live on if every single person was completely fulfilled, doing their passions, loving their life, loving themselves, we'd live on a great earth. So that's my dream. So today, let's talk about stuff in the way. Because as much as it is fun to talk about the positive side of everything and to be yas, yas, yas about everything, which we always are, there's still a level of purging that needs to be done consistently, cleansing that needs to be done consistently. I like to tell people, you know, we brush our teeth every day. You take a shower, you wash your mind, you meditate every day, right? We meditate every day, we wash ourselves every day. Just like you wash the outside of your body, you wash the inside. You wash the inside of your mouth too. So you wash the inside of your body, your brain, your mouth, the outside, right? You clean yourself every day. You start over fresh, mentally and physically. But another thing that humans do is that we create waste. Humans take in and then we expel. So there's always trash to be thrown away, right? Like you're always emptying your trash. You're always getting rid of stuff. You're always removing the excess. I like to joke and say you got to remove the barnacles sometimes. You got to scrub the barnacles off the bottom of the boat. And this is why it's really important to not just take in information and ideas and good energy, but also to expel and release, I don't want to say bad energy, but it could just be old stuff, stagnant stuff, stuff that's no longer working for you, but also the stuff that is in the way. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is why what you resist persists and how to get rid of it. Okay. So this saying, what you resist persists, is very popular in the manifestation community. It's one of those buzz terms. And so that's why I wanted to talk about it today, but really diving into what that actually means and why, because it's kind of frustrating when we're sitting here talking about how you can create any reality that you want, which you can, yet you still keep creating a reality that you don't want to be in. You still keep creating situations and circumstances that are not ideal. And if you can create the ideal, how come you keep experiencing the same things over and over that are pissing you off or triggering you or stressing you or whatever, causing you harm, whatever it is? Or, you know, it doesn't have to be the worst thing in the world. It could just be the separation between great and excellent. And when you are on your ascension journey, that separation is just not okay. It is not okay to be great when you could be excellent. So why what you resist persists? You resist it because you fear its inevitability. Why would you fear something if you didn't care or worry about or think that it could happen to you? But the more you worry about something happening to you, the more you do not want something happening to you.
And this could be from the vague in general to the very, very specific. The more it is on that list of, oh God, please not that, you make it inevitable. Fearing its inevitability makes it inevitable. Or at the very least, you make it true for yourself. Like I said, you wouldn't be fearing something that you didn't believe there was a possibility of experiencing. Right? Like I keep seeing what they're showing me in my head right now is like, it's almost like either a cartoon or like Transformers or something where it's kind of, well, it could be scary, but it's at the very least extremely destructive. And they never really talk about how many people are dying when these monstrous truck people are destroying the planet, right? But we don't really walk around with this like fear of Transformers coming and wrecking our planet, right? Like, I know that sounds ridiculous, but that's kind of my point. It's so outside of our frame of reference of possibility that we don't really fear it. It's not really a fear. Now, if we were really afraid of it, could we manifest it? I don't know, maybe. Who knows? Who knows what's out there? But when the fear is more grounded, when it's more realistic, or an apprehension, something you don't want to experience. It doesn't have to be necessarily like a fear, like you're afraid of it, but even just the fear of experiencing of like, I do not want to have to see my ex with his new partner or something. I don't know why that came up. That's whatever. So if that's your deal and you're like so afraid that you are going to see your ex person with their new person and you're avoiding going out and you're stressing about it and you're worried about it, you're talking about it, you're like looking online to make sure you're not running into where they're at. Like you're doing all of these things that are going to call it to you. Because as you brace yourself for the impact, the hope that I don't see this, you actually call it to you. So your belief in the possibility of it makes it true. And then bracing for the impact of having to experience it calls it to you. So this is why what you resist persists, that saying means when you fear something is going to happen, when you really don't want it to happen, when you're worried about it, when it's hanging over in your head, when you're dreading it, when you're like, oh God, I hope that doesn't, when it's just lingering in the back of your mind of a possibility, oh, I might run into them. You keep the spark alive for this manifestation. Even though it's something you do not want, you're essentially putting it on your to-do list of manifestations. So in 360 method, people always ask me, how do you manifest what you want? To me, because I'm doing 360 all the time, when I decide I want something, this is how I say it, I just put it on the list. It's on the list and I know it's going to happen eventually. It's going to happen in its perfect time and I'm going to be led exactly where I need to be to experience that because I know I'm aligned to the realities that I want to experience happening. And I work every single day diligently with commitment, conviction to keep my thoughts, my energy, my focus, my truth going in the direction I choose instead of going in the direction that just feels regular, that feels like regular Roxy, or that feels normal, or that my old self would do. However you would say it, my old programming, the person I was before I understood 360 method, before I developed it, before I really got the gravity of every single thought. Every single thought is creating your reality. Everything you believe to be true is why your world's happening. And it's the only reason. The only reason why what you experience is happening to you is because you believe it to be true and or possible. So 360 method I use to change what I believe is possible for me, to expand my beliefs, to expand what I think can happen, to stretch possibility and potentiality for myself. And I also use it to keep my thoughts and expectations away from the stuff I don't want to experience. And so every day my main focus, the number one thing that is most important to me, is doing the dance of staying on the right side or the chosen side of my energy, my mindset, my truth, my beliefs, my sentences, my thoughts, my actions, making sure that I am staying consistent and persistent with what I do want to experience and not letting myself worry, doubt, fear, stress about the stuff I don't want. And in fact, if that stuff comes up, it's more of a like my action, the way that I 360 thoughts that I don't want coming up are either like, not in my reality, or like, ugh, yuck, 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 bye, no more, not me. Send it away, deny it, no, that's not me. Or, yeah, whatever, I don't care. And if it is, I'll be fine. I don't care. And bring it on. So what? Who cares? Either way, I'm taking away its power. I'm not going to assign that thing that I don't want to my timeline. I'm not going to assign the inevitability or the even the potentiality of that happening to me. So if I come across something that I don't like, ooh, okay, no, sorry for you, but that's not how it goes in my world. Or if I don't care, bring it on. Fine. And I'll be fine. And I'll be like, it doesn't matter if it happens. I'll still make the best of it. I'll still be fine. I'll still be even better. I'll come out even better. I'll use that to my advantage. Fine. Do it. Bring it. I don't care. That'll make me even happier. That'll make me even stronger. Go ahead. Do it. I dare you. Again, you're taking away the power of the fear. And if I think of something like that, I'm not walking around worried about it happening. I'm not secretly and silently planning my life around making sure that it doesn't happen. And when you do that, you ensure that it does happen, or at the very least, you ensure that you live a half life full of fear, worry, insecurity, where you're not letting yourself, going back to that earlier analogy, you're not letting yourself go to your favorite sandwich shop or whatever because so-and-so might be there with their new person. Fuck them. Let them go. Let them eat all the sandwiches they want. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to eat the sandwiches I want as well. So if I see you there, cool, good for you. You get to see me. You got to bask in my existence for a moment. You're welcome. You take the power away because it doesn't matter. Who cares? Even if you were to experience it, then what? So, and flip the script. Guess who's going to be thinking about you all day long? Or maybe you don't want them thinking about you all day long. Maybe you just want it to be nice and amicable. We saw each other and it was totally cool and I wasn't even worried about it and we had no stress and it was really nice to like close that chapter so I can move on with my life, get some closure. Whatever it is, the point is you want to diminish the power of it. It's like, you know, you're scared of the monster in the corner at night and then you turn the light on and it's just a coat rack. It's that kind of energy. Take away the power, drain the power away from these things that you're resisting, that you're fearing, that you don't want to deal with, okay? So that's one way of getting rid of them. The other way is a little exercise that you can do. Now, I discussed this on Mindset Monday. If you have not joined us for a Mindset Monday, I invite you to come onto our live stream every Monday. I go live on YouTube and on my Instagram and we talk about manifestation. I answer some of your questions. I give you some guidance. And then I always give a homework exercise to help you take whatever lesson that we're talking about into your world. So I'm going to share that lesson here today as well, because whether or not you are on Mindset, it's a really powerful lesson. And I encourage everybody listening to do this exercise to help clear out some of this stuff so that you don't have to resist and you don't have to manifest what you don't want anymore. Okay. So I want you to imagine that everything that you think, believe, feel, experience, your truth of what reality is a garage or it's a backpack. I might use the analogy of a backpack or a garage because that's the way they show it to me, is two different ways of thinking about it. So either way, the idea is you've been collecting junk your whole life and it's kind of just sitting there and it's still in your garage, or like it's bricks in your backpack. You're carrying around bricks in your backpack for no reason, just because they've been there your whole life. Or it's a box of trinkets from your childhood that you really don't need in your garage that's just taking up space and it's preventing you from parking your shiny new Porsche in the garage or whatever. Okay, so those are our two analogies. Either you got a garage full of crap that is old news that you really don't need anymore, that you could totally clean out to make room for that shiny new Porsche, but oh God, it's daunting to clean out the garage, right? It's daunting to go through all that stuff. What if I see stuff I don't want to experience? If you see something you don't want to experience, that's a good sign. So somebody asked on Mindset Monday, what happens when we start to purge this stuff and get rid of this stuff and we manifest it? Good, I say, because when you see it coming up, that means it's leaving, right? Like the analogy of cleaning out your garage. If there's been a box in your garage that's been there for 25 years and you haven't seen it in 25 years, it's still sitting in your garage and it still has the potential to manifest, right? So that's the thing. It's like, it's still in your story and it still has the potential to manifest because we know why. We're resisting, we're fearing, we don't want to deal with it, which calls it to us. So when you go through it, when you pick that box up and you look at the old stuff, you take the power away. Oh, here, okay, whatever. And then you get rid of it. It's the last hurrah. So if you're getting rid of stuff emotionally, energetically, or whatever, and it manifests in your world, send it away with love. Ah, there's that thing. Goodbye now. Thanks for coming. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Bye-bye. You just let it go. You let it go. Thank you. Mm-hmm. With love. Bye. Thank you. Like a yard sale. Yes, you can buy that for a dollar. You can buy that old memory for a dollar. Goodbye. Thank you. I'll take my dollar now. The other thing about it is, let's go to the brick analogy. It's bricks in your backpack. You've been collecting bricks all your life. You're wearing this backpack. And every experience you have that's heavy or memorable, or like we talked about, like it's fear stuff that you don't want to experience, it's like a brick in your backpack. You're carrying around all this weight, this potential, oh God, I hope I don't experience it, when in reality, you already are experiencing it. So this is my other answer to people when they say, well, what if I manifest it? I say, you already are manifesting it. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to turn on the light, because when you turn on the light, you realize that monster was a coat rack. Don't be afraid to open up the backpack and examine the bricks that you're carrying around and judge whether or not you still want to carry these bricks around with you. But the only way to get them out of the backpack and to lighten the load that you're carrying and to ensure that you stop manifesting it is to reach into the backpack, grab the brick, and remove it. Look at it, acknowledge it, and send it away. So your exercise is to metaphorically empty out your backpack or empty out your garage. I want you to make a list. This is where people get scared. So don't get scared. Trust me on this. Trust me. Make a list of all the things that are in the way, that are stressing you, that you're afraid of, that you're worried about. This could be stuff that's brand new that you've been worried about for a day or two or a couple weeks. It could be stuff that's been on your mind, your fear list, your entire life. It could be stuff that's stressing you out. It could be part of your story. It could be your history, your past. It could be something someone said. It could be something that you're afraid you're going to have to do someday. It could be a memory. It doesn't really matter. I want you to take all of the things that you think are standing in your way. Even society, the government, the patriarchy, whatever, all of the things that feel like are holding you back, that you don't want to experience anymore or ever again, whatever it looks like for you, make a list of these things. And again, I hear you. Is this going to manifest it? Listen, you are already manifesting it, number one, because it's already in the garage. It's already in the backpack. You've been carrying it around for years and your back hurts. So putting it on paper, listing it out is not this. I don't want you to be afraid of manifesting it again, because you're already manifesting. It's already a truth in your world. It's already a part of who you are. And you're already bracing yourself for the impact of this thing. So you're already living a half life without what you really want for fear of experiencing this. Okay. So understand that writing it on paper is not necessarily going to manifest it in the way you think, because you're already manifesting it. But should it manifest, should it come to a physical point in your reality, that is your chance to send it away with love. And that means it's leaving. That means you have found the box in your garage that all the flies have been gathering around, and you get to throw away whatever is rotting in there. But you cannot get rid of it until you acknowledge it and send it away. So what you resist persists because you believe it to be true. You fear, worry, expect, hope it doesn't happen, whatever that looks like for you, but it's bracing for the impact of it, or even protecting yourself from it so that you don't actually live the life you want. You keep yourself away from the true desires of your heart because you're afraid if you step too far outside or too close to this thing, you might actually manifest it. But I'm telling you right now, that would be better than not experiencing the full potential of your life for years. Because when you do call that thing to you, if it would, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I don't know the outcome of what's going to happen when you start allowing yourself to rid yourself of these expectations, worries, beliefs, and fears. But putting them on paper, seeing them is going to release the charge. You're going to be able to say, okay, this is why I've been manifesting these things, or there's that thing. And you know what? If it does manifest, I'm going to be okay. You're releasing the grip that it has on you. You're releasing the fear. And then now it either doesn't have to manifest, or if it does, you're going to be okay because you're going to have a different perspective. It's not going to be the end of the world anymore. It's not going to be the worst thing ever. It's like, oh, there's that thing. Ooh, it's leaving now. Bye. Ooh, I located the box where all the flies were gathering. Yes, it's a good thing. You get excited because now you don't have to resist that thing anymore. You don't have to fear it. And whether you stop fearing it because you release the charge and you're like, you know what, I'm just not afraid of that anymore, or because it actually happens and you realize it wasn't that bad. Either way, good. That's a good thing. And now you get to move on with your life. And now there is room in your garage for you to welcome in the shiny new Porsche. Or you've lightened the load on your backpack so much you're floating now and you can float to your next reality and to the next and the next one. But always remember that it is a requirement of humanity to throw away your garbage. Have you ever seen this show Hoarders? That is what happens when you do not purge, when you do not cleanse. And this is no hate to anybody. It's just a visual representation of what happens when you do not understand that you're constantly taking in and therefore you must constantly be expelling, cleansing, removing, releasing, letting go. And we're talking about stuff you don't like here, how to let go of things that you don't like. That's pretty cool, right? Like, this is what you want. It may seem a little scary and it may be daunting. Like I said, cleaning out the garage is not really that fun. Nobody really wants to clean out the garage, but everybody wants to park their shiny brand new car into their clean garage, don't they? We all want that. We all want the outcome of cleaning out the garage. We just may not want the action of doing it, and that's fine. That is totally fine, but you don't let that stop you from getting the shiny new car, right? Because if you don't do the boring, maybe potentially triggering work of emptying out the garage or opening up the backpack and pulling out the bricks, you live the half life where you don't get to experience the thing you truly want, which is that feeling of true free lightness where you can go wherever you want and experience the joy of life. Or for the analogy of the garage, you want that shiny new car. You want to open up your garage and see it to be clean and fresh and open and a brand new, beautiful dream car parked there. You would much rather see that than a bunch of old, stinky, musty boxes that you just don't want to deal with. Imagine the reality and the feelings of a person who opens up their garage and sees a bunch of old, stinky, messy shit they don't want to deal with anymore versus the person who opens up the garage and sees their dream car waiting for them. Just hop in and go anywhere you want. That's the energy and the magic of releasing and letting go. Okay, so don't be afraid. Stop resisting. What if you made a habit of constantly letting go? Just like you put your trash out. We have Mr. Trashy. He comes by every Monday. That's what we call the trash truck around here. Every single Monday of my life, Mr. Trashy comes and picks up my waste. That's pretty cool. So I'm purging every week. Physically, right? Same thing with you. What if you constantly had a clean house mentally and the trash was constantly picked up? There wasn't garbage on the floor. I'm not saying there is, but let's imagine that there's not. There's no garbage. It's getting purged automatically every day. We're cleaning out the trash. We're emptying the bin. We're recycling all the old junk and getting it out of there and having a nice clean space to call in all of our desires. Because when you have a bunch of crap and stinky, smelly junk in your garage, you don't have room for your desires. All that shit is taking up your mental space and your energy. So I invite you to do this exercise of making a list of all of the things that are fearsome, worrisome, in the way, you don't like, negative circumstances, whatever, that all the crap you don't like. I dare you to make a list of those things. And then the stuff that's physical, stuff you can actually do, start ticking those off the list, check your boxes. You know, if it's send an email, have a tough conversation, get rid of XYZ, do the things. I dare you to do the physical things. And then the stuff that is mindset-y or energetic or more esoteric, I dare you to begin working on that stuff. Start shifting your truth, shifting your beliefs, doing your 360 method to change the story about that stuff. And then let's take it a step further. I challenge you to do this regularly. So hit me up on Instagram, send me a DM, let me know what this exercise does for you, how you feel about it, if you have apprehension, which is good to note. And let me know you just dove right in and you just did it. Okay, I want to hear about it. DM me on Instagram. If you're listening on Apple, you could leave a 5-star rating if you feel so inclined. No pressure, but it would be cool. And if you are ready to clean out your garage or empty your backpack, 360method.co, that is how I do it myself. That's what I use. And this is where I will help you purge out all the junk and then refill your garage with all of your shiny new desires that you want easily, quickly on autopilot. 360method.co is where you can find it. I so appreciate you being here. I love you so much. I'm so excited for where your journey is going to take you. Again, feel free to hit me up on Instagram and let me know how this resonated with you. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for listening. We're all raising our vibrations together. You have the power. I believe in you. I'll see you next week.